Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Saint Germain, I thought we'd have a conversation today about the elections of 2018, which happened about 2 weeks ago. Today is November 19th, and the elections, I believe, happened on November 6th, and we are still kind of assessing what happened. In our very first conversation in December 2016, you said that the Ascended Masters intended the United States of America to be a platform for bringing we consciousness and equality, harmony, and balance into existence on this planet. And many of us were concerned that the presidency of Donald Trump might derail that mission. But you said Trump would serve as a wake-up call to many who took our democracy for granted and didn't even vote. So we've just had the first election President Trump was inaugurated. So what is the current election experience telling us from your perspective?
Let's go back to an old English word that I used during the Shakespearean plays that I wrote. There's a word called trumpery. T-R-U-M-P-E-R-Y. It's actually an old English word. It means something can look good or seem to have value, but in reality is worthless. What you have with this individual is a Shakespearean character revealing, as we have discussed and shared before, all the wounds and ego defenses of humanity that need to come up in acute, visible natures to be healed and released. What is happening through the application of something called democracy, which we inspired in the United States of America, the concept of me versus we. I would like to say at this time emphatically that the higher realm forces are in place, will remain in place for these United States to be a beacon of love, equality, harmony, balance, and freedom throughout this planet. And whatever process humanity chooses, going forward or taking steps backward within that process, that will be choices humanity makes through your free will and choice, which we cannot interfere with. But the destination and the destiny and the intention of this nation as it was originated does not change. No matter what the negative soothsayers are saying, that is not the truth. They're building upon the platform. If you say a non-truth often enough, it will become truth. That is insanity. That will never happen. So what you're witnessing and understanding, and has been said many times before, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires the participation of each and every one of you as a citizen, a demos, if you will, of something called the United States of America. That's how the system was set up. Through the self-empowerment of each and every one of you as not only a citizen of this nation, but that the whole world would be incomplete. In fact, creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you wouldn't be here. So what you have witnessed in your recent, what you call your midterm elections, is more people than ever before signed up to vote. That does not mean that there isn't still corruption going on, and those who are attempting to control the me-ism versus the we-ism are hard at work to hold on to what they think is their power. to hold on what they think they can control that they did not create. But all of this is shifting and changing. The feminine energy, the youth of the world who are becoming voters, and those who have been disenfranchised and welcomed in the past to something called the United States as America, as immigrants, as a shelter or protection for them, are at force, are at play, are signing up, and making the shift possible.
Well, you predicted that this awakening would happen, and you're absolutely right. It was one of the largest votes ever in a midterm election. But more than that, the number of the diversity of people who are running for office and who got elected is truly extraordinary.
More feminine energy than ever before within the history of these United States are now within your congressional hall.
And the diversity of those who were elected, more women, people of color, Hispanics, gay and lesbians, and as you said, all the people who had been disenfranchised.
You even have a Muslim in your Congress now. Oh, Lordy B.
Someone made the observation when I was reading about the elections that the democratic institutions that should have checked Trump have failed. People became angry and scared, and they realized that they needed to do it themselves, and that's exactly what happened.
Let's go back to this thing of fear, doubt, and ignorance. Let's focus on ignorance for a moment. The channel had recently sent you a couple of phrases which I think can help us within this discussion
this
time. Ignorance plus religion equals terrorism. Ignorance plus power equals tyranny. What do these mean? How would you answer that? Ignorance plus religion equals terrorism. Stop and think about it. There have been more wars fought in the name of God and who's in control and who's the right religion and who's the wrong religion, creating the most horrendous form of terrorism on and in the planet. Terrorism plus power equals tyranny. That's what happens with your dictators and your tyrants. Do you understand?
Right. And when we're ignorant, we are just powerless, and we can become puppets and instruments of all these forces that are undermining what divinity is really all about, which is about a love of self first and loving each other.
And understanding the Founder Father papers, which we focused upon and sent to the Founding Fathers, if you will, and how the government is actually set up with a divine intervention and instruction to prevent the tyranny and the terrorism of the past from happening again. But it requires an informed, participating citizenship.
You know, the individual kind of epitomizes what we've been really talking about in terms of the feminine energy is Stacey Abrams, the black woman who was running for the governorship in Georgia. The corruption and the disenfranchisement and the gerrymandering that happened in that state is enormous. And even though she's conceded, she is standing up and making it a battle for all to really see.
Actually, beloved student, she has not conceded. She's agreed to acquiesce to her opposition having the majority of votes, which may or may not be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So by not actually conceding, she's not accepting the corruption, but she's accepting the vote through the corruption. Do you see the difference?
Yes, and she's a thrilling example of self-empowerment.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
So it's so fascinating that almost 2 years ago, you were helping us to really understand what was unfolding in front of us, and the recent election is the first really powerful demonstration of what you said.
And remember, we in the higher realms cannot predict the future. We can only assist you in garnering the tools necessary to understand what they can be. We are not psychic. We are not astral. We are a higher frequency that cannot interfere with your freedom, choice, and will by predicting anything
Well, help me understand that, because as I read and reread the material of the what you had told us, it sounded to me as though you were telling us exactly what I heard you say earlier, that the ascended realms are standing and that America will hold. So that sounded like a prediction and a forecast, but you're saying you don't do that. So help me understand the
We're difference. Not giving the specifics of how that will take place. We're giving you the foundation of truth. Or at this time, there are many naysayers in the realm of your social media. We're saying it is the end of the United States of America. There is no other nation on this particular planet, beloved students, who has the intention and the higher realm support like the United States of America. You can take two examples, such as Russia or China. They're set up with oppressive regimes that do not connect to the higher frequency of creation. Remember, all past golden ages met their demise as a result of their disconnect from higher realms and frequencies. So while these nations and governments, in this particular case, China or Russia, may appear to have a large play on the global stage, their long-term forecasting, without telling you exactly what's going to happen, is not positive, because it does not incorporate the needs and the empowerment, the self-empowerment of the people who they govern. Government is to support the needs of we the people, by the people, for the people. Is it not?
It comes back to a statement you've said so many times, you cannot control what you did not create.
Yes, they have temporary appearances of success. But if you really look at the internal of them, they're actually failed states in many ways.
Mm-hmm. So can we end this conversation with a restatement of the powerful, beautiful thing you said earlier about the United States?
The mission of the United States is to be a beacon of light, reflecting the ascension process of the planet herself, for all of humanity to move into a higher frequency of existence. And the foundations of the structures and the principles of the United States of America support this intention completely. And so it is.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.